Blog Talk Radio.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet-walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe, in the elegant facility of the Village Theater, in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation, Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon, Zach One, soul singer, Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist, Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 reserve your ticket today.
Good evening. This is Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn. I'm Lori Coburn, and tonight we are going to talk about whether or not you've lost your twin flame or your soulmate. Now what do you do? How do you love again? We'll be talking about the principles of A Course in Miracles as they relate to forgiveness, loving again, and moving on with your life without being depressed and bereft. I've been there, done that, and come out the other side, thankfully. If I didn't have A Course in Miracles, I don't know how I would have done it. I suppose another path would have shown up. But for me, I'll talk about A Course in Miracles and how the forgiveness through that led me to be able to love again just as deeply as with my twin flame. I never thought that was possible, but it truly did happen to me, and it can happen to you as well. Tonight we're going to talk about what the definition of a twin flame and a soulmate is, what to do if you've lost your twin flame and soulmate, and how to forgive. You can call in with questions at 917-932-8881. You can also go to my website, LoriCoburn.com. That's Lori with two R's, L-O-R-R-I, Coburn, C-O-B-U-R-N.com, and click on the Ask Lori button for questions. I would get back with you later by email with any questions you ask. Let's start off with what the definition of a twin flame and soulmate is. One thing that's important is not to make a soulmate or a twin flame special. In that we mean the special relationship in A Course in Miracles is something that you substitute for the love of God. You think it's so special that it's through that it's going to save you and bring you everything that you want. This is using the ego's definition of a soulmate and a twin flame, not the Holy Spirit or God's definition. When we use the concept of a twin flame or a soulmate through love, through the Holy Spirit, that person becomes a reflection of divine love to you. When used through the eyes of the ego, it becomes actually a weapon. Someone who attacks you and you attack back, and there's betrayal and loss and abandonment and hopelessness because things don't ever turn out the way we want them to from our ego standpoint. On the other hand, when we use these relationships with the vision of the Holy Spirit, they become lessons in forgiveness and lessons in love. So we want to look at these soulmate and twin flame relationships as perfect, no matter how they seem to be unfolding. You may ask, if I lose my twin flame, if we break up and it hurts so incredibly bad, how can that be good? How can that be a lesson in love? It is a lesson in love. Everything in the world of form is a lesson in love when we give it to the Holy Spirit to be used for the Holy Spirit's purpose. A twin flame might be thought of as the central character in your movie. You're the main character, and this is your co-lead, your co-star. A twin flame may also be thought of as the other half of your soul. Now, this is only in the level of duality, in the level of earth, the level of bodies, the level of physicality. In heaven, in pure oneness, there is only one. There's only one of us. So in ultimate essence, everyone is our soulmate. Everyone is our twin flame. However, here on earth, where we appear to be in separate bodies, there will be those people in your life who reflect the divine more closely than the average person. There's just no way we can have a relationship with every single body on planet Earth. So we have certain people that A Course in Miracles calls our learning partners, our primary learning partners through which we learn our forgiveness lessons. It is our forgiveness lessons that bring us to enlightenment, bring us home to God, bring us home to our higher self. A Course in Miracles calls that our true identity as the Holy Son of God. It also calls it our Christ self. Jesus the man became Jesus the Christ when he realized his oneness with God. And that is the path all of us are taking. Our twin flame or our soulmate is a person who offers us that reflection. Often, though, what happens is the intensity of the relationship is so strong that instead of continuing to reflect the divine, the twin flame reflects all of the darkness that's within us that is unhealed. Everything unlike love comes to the surface to be released and forgiven. And that's why a lot of twin flame relationships crash and burn. And that's what we're talking about tonight. If you've lost your twin flame through a crash and burn or through death or some other way, you can love again. Because in truth, you cannot lose your twin flame. You cannot lose anyone or anything. Bodies can appear to separate. Bodies can be lost. But the soul, the love, the true self behind the body can never be lost. And that is what my experience has been. Prior to understanding that nothing can ever be lost, I grieved my twin flame for 20 years, and kept thinking, what in the world is wrong with me that this grief will not go away? It's because I had to come back to the place where I knew myself, my own capital S self, my own higher self, as my true twin flame. Because, again, there is only one of us. What my twin flame in the body did for me is he reflected that potential of divine love in a deeper, more passionate, more unconditionally loving way than with any other person, body, I've experienced with in this lifetime. However, neither he nor I in the body with our personality problems could handle the intensity of that love. So we fought like cats and dogs, and we ended up having to separate so that we didn't emotionally destroy each other. And yet the separation, which is so common in twin flame relationships, and actually it is a part of the journey, of every person's journey, is to have that 40 days in the wilderness or the 40 years in the desert of exile, that parable, that story of the separation where we go out and we're all alone and we think we're without God, we think we're without our higher self, only to come and go within and find our true self and come out the other side, which is where I've come out the other side. Mine was 20 years in this lifetime time and space continuum. Yours doesn't have to be that long. You can learn, if you're on a spiritual path and you're applying forgiveness, it doesn't have to be that much suffering. It doesn't have to go that deep. But I didn't understand these principles of forgiveness, and I didn't understand that even though my twin flame's body and mine are separated and still are, that there's no way that he and I can ever be separated. Now I know that, and now I don't grieve anymore. Now, when I'm in the space of truth, I don't even miss him because I'm with him. But that took a long time for me to learn. How I finally learned it was through forgiveness, through forgiving what it appeared that we did to each other. And that's where the beauty of A Course in Miracles comes in. It tells us that every single person in our life, twin flame or soulmate or just your average Joe, is a holy encounter. Every single person offers you the opportunity to look at the face of Christ and to return home to your true self. Every single one. And so whether or not your path is the romantic soulmate path or it's another path back to God, because there are many paths back to God, whether it's through your career or through your family relationships or through your health or through your hobbies or whatever it is for you, people in your lives, situations in your lives, always offer you the opportunities for forgiveness. What happens when you choose to forgive? We have to consciously choose to forgive when other people have hurt us, because that is the way that our minds are returned to truth. We have to work on ourselves and recognize what A Course in Miracles says is that every single thing that happens to you out there, including the breakup or the death of your twin flame or your soulmate, every single thing that happens, you have asked for. And you have to stop blaming the world for causing you suffering. Because as you have asked for it, so can you ask for healing. In my case, I had to stop making my twin flame wrong. I blamed him for bailing out. For years and years and years, I blamed him. And finally, I said, I have got to stop making him wrong. Because A Course in Miracles told me, you are making him act out for you. That's one of the lines in A Course in Miracles. Whatever someone is doing to you, you are making them act out for you. And that is a bitter pill to swallow when it feels like you're being abused and attacked. When you choose to forgive, even if you can't do it, because you can't do it without the help of your right mind, which is the Holy Spirit. You can't do this by yourself. The right mind in you, however, has already forgiven and already knows your oneness with your soulmate and twin flame, regardless of surface appearances, whether or not you're together in this lifetime. And when you choose to forgive, what happens is your mind starts changing. When you are really dedicated to being happy, to accepting the truth of your identity as the Holy Son of God, and no longer holding on to grievances, you will change. You absolutely will change. And the change is a miracle. You become happy, you become peaceful, and as in my case, you know that you can't be separated from your loved one anymore. I've read in the twin flame literature that I've read that separation and fighting is hard in any relationship. But when you fight with your twin flame or you're separated from your twin flame, it's absolutely excruciating. And when I read that, I said, yep, that's been my experience. I've had two marriages, not with my twin flame. And I got over those. It was painful. Those breakups were very painful. Divorce is awful. It's hard. And I've had a number of other breakups as well. They don't feel good at all. I think breaking up, at least in my life, is the most painful thing that has happened. Those breakups, I dread those. They're just awful. And yet, with the twin flame, times those breakups by 1,000. That's how intense and excruciating it was. And yet, this twin flame, the breakup and all the fighting that we did, has also been exactly what has made me awaken. It's made me awaken to my true identity as a child of God. And so it was through that, it was absolutely perfect. I would rather know that I am one with God and to have the peace of mind that I have today, because it was this path that led me to it. I'd rather have that than actually have my twin flame in my life physically right now. Because the true gift is knowing who you are. It's knowing your higher self. It's knowing yourself, capital S, as your own twin flame. Now, that doesn't sound very good to the ego, because the ego wants someone outside of you to complete you. The ego is always seeking outside itself. But A Course in Miracles tells us, seek not outside yourself, for it will fail, and you will weep each time an idol falls. When I was seeking outside of myself and desperately wanting this twin flame thing to work out, wanting him back, wanting it to work the way I said it should work, I was miserable. I was in a place of pain, severe depression, grief, being bereft all the time. When I stopped seeking outside myself and said, okay, God, I surrender. Okay. Show me, Holy Spirit, how to see this differently. The mind started changing. And again, I could not do this. I needed help because my ego wanted to control it. Now, one thing that's really good is that A Course in Miracles says that the Holy Spirit does not take your special relationships away from you, but transforms them into holy relationships. What this means is that the ego dynamics between you and your twin flame and your soul or your soulmate will change into the purpose for love. Ego dynamics are always about attack and separation. That's why we have so many divorces. That's why we can be in love one day and hate the next day. What we call love at this level is truly not love. It's ego giving to get. It's not unconditional love that loves for love's own sake. But now, I have that unconditional love with my twin flame. I don't need anything from him at this level in order to absolutely, completely love and adore him. Absolutely nothing. And it still appears on the surface that he attacked me. But I know now that attack is not real. And that's the gift that he gave me. But I couldn't find that gift until I forgave what it appeared that he did to me. Once I truly forgave, it's like the Course says, a moment of true forgiveness and joining between you restores the universe to both of you. You are whole again. You are home. You are in heaven here on earth. When you forgive that person, your soulmate, your twin flame, who is in your life specifically to teach you forgiveness and to be a symbol of divine love for you. One of the important lessons I learned from my twin flame is that it is not about the body at all. And this is such good news. If your soulmate or your twin flame is off around the world on a job assignment or in war or dies, you still can't lose him or her. You can't. And that will change your experience of grief profoundly. When you know that grief is an idea in your mind, an idea of separation, an idea of death in your mind, in your ego mind, you can actually choose your right mind that is still joined with your twin flame and your soulmate. You can choose that and be healed and whole in this very instant. You do not have to go through years of grief like I did. You don't have to do that. You can choose again. And A Course in Miracles says, it is at this moment that salvation is offered you, and it is at this moment that you can accept it. Heaven is here. There is no other place. Heaven is now. There is no other time. And how you get that is you say, Holy Spirit, I truly want to forgive. I truly want to accept my own identity for myself. I truly want to see that there is no possible separation. I truly want to see the unreality of bodies. Show me the truth. Give me this peace that passes understanding. And if you really want it, you will be given it. And my process was very interesting. Once I started doing A Course in Miracles about 9 years ago, which was the last time I saw my twin flame, ironically, I started up A Course in Miracles after he and I got back together after a 10-year separation, and we tried to make it work again. Didn't work again. We were together 20 years ago, fought like cats and dogs, and yet the passion and the intensity and the connection was so phenomenal. And yet, I couldn't maintain that, neither could he. We were separated for 10 years after that, but we always kept in contact and said, when we see each other again, when we're together again, when we are healthy enough to be together again. Tried it again 9 years ago. Didn't work once again. And at that time is when I picked up A Course in Miracles again. Actually, I had picked up A Course in Miracles when I first met him. And then I put it down for many, many years, 17 years. Then I picked it up again when he and I got together again. I think spirit works in these very interesting ways. This time, I actually did A Course in Miracles. So the process of forgiveness took me all these last 9 years. Actually, the first 2 years, I didn't try to forgive him at all. The last 7 years, I was trying to forgive. And it got better and better and better and better. But then I would always go back into the special relationship. I wanted my twin flame the way I said it needed to look. I didn't like this idea that it was okay that he chose to separate from me in the body. That was absolutely not okay with me, and I was angry, rageful, and depressed. And when I finally got to the place of saying, okay, it's okay. It's okay that he chooses not to be with me in physical form, that's when I really started healing. But it took me about 7 or 8 years to even get to that place where I could say, okay, I give. And in the meantime, I was forgiving all these other little aspects of it. So my ability to cope with the separation got better and better and better and better. But the major depression stayed because the forgiveness was not complete. So we really have to want to forgive all the way and really be willing to let go of all of our strings and our attachments and the ways that we prefer to be right instead of happy. I wanted to be right about what I thought he and I should look like. I didn't want him to be right. And in the meantime, I was completely unhappy. And when I gave up trying to be right, that's when I got happy. So what do you do besides forgiveness if you've lost your soulmate or your twin flame? You work on yourself. You work on yourself. You send light and love to your twin flame or your soulmate. You send them forgiveness. You send them healing. Make sure you're not sending nasty messages in your head and your heart of, why did you do this, you SOB? Or, you should be with me. Or don't even send messages of, you have a problem, you're sick. If you were healthy, you wouldn't be acting like this. Because when you send messages like that, you are actually attacking the other person. The other things that you do is you affirm that you are together. once the forgiveness became more settled in with me, I started affirming we are back together, because I always felt like he and I were supposed to be back together, and I could not understand why we weren't getting back together. It was bothering. I kept waiting for him to contact me and waiting for him to call, and he never did, never did, never did. And finally, I said, well, if this is true, if we are not bodies and we are always joined, then we are together. And then I had a meeting with my Course in Miracles teacher, which was a serendipitous meeting. He happened to be in town, and a friend invited me to go meet with him. It was very cool because I had never met with him one-on-one in a small group like that. I had met with him in other teaching sessions, but it was really a cool experience. And I had been affirming this line in Chapter 18, Section 7 that said, you and your brother are together. And he brings up that section and says, oh, yeah, there's a line in Chapter 18, Section 7 that says, you and your brother are together. And I took that as confirmation. Oh, I'm on the right track because I keep affirming that we are together. And then I would slide back into the pain and the grief and go, no, we're not together. Our bodies aren't together. I'm just making all this up. I'm delusional. I'm not seeing the truth. But the truth is that you are together. The truth is on the spiritual level. The truth is on the soul level. The truth is not at the level of appearances with the bodies. And that's what Jesus means when he says, judge with right judgment, not by appearances. Because the appearances of sickness and disease and separation and death and betrayal, those appearances are all false. We have a little less than 20 minutes left. If you'd like to call in at 917-932-8881 or go to my website, lauricoburn.com. That's LORRICOBURN. And click the Ask Lori button to email me, and I will email you back later in the week with any question you might have about A Course in Miracles or Soulmates and Twin Flames. Getting back to what to do if you've lost your twin flame or your soulmate, the good news is that that twin flame love, that divine love that your twin flame reflects, the love of God, the pure unconditional love of God, can come in with your current partner when your soulmate or your twin flame is unavailable. You are never left without that love because, again, it's not the body that's important. It's the love. It's the spirit. And so it really does not matter whose body that love comes through. And that's been another huge lesson for me. I am currently with a man who is a soulmate of mine. And for a long time, I compared and I made somehow this soulmate relationship with him less than my relationship with my twin flame. And that was a huge mistake. That was coming totally from my ego, saying, well, yes, this love with my current partner is really good, but it's not that good. It's not as good as what I have with my twin flame. And yes, I've learned to love this man, and I can't believe I love this man as much as I love this twin flame of mine. But still, there's a little piece missing because he's not my twin flame. That's what making a special relationship is in A Course in Miracles. I made a special relationship out of my twin flame, saying it was special above all other relationships. And that was one big fat lie. Is it different in quality and intensity here at this level? Yes, it is. But is it better than any other relationship? No, it's not. Because every relationship, everyone has the potential to reflect divine love in all its purity to you. And once I started forgiving that, forgiving myself for setting the twin flame apart and comparing my twin flame to my soulmate and making my current relationship a notch below. Then my current relationship started healing and changing to become absolutely beautiful because I was no longer separating myself out from it. I stopped judging what was current in my face. I stopped separating myself from it. I stopped saying, it shouldn't be like this, it should be with this other body. And as a result of forgiving my expectations and using the process of forgiveness with my current partner, because the forgiveness lessons seem to have no end in any relationship we're in, this relationship has become very beautiful. And so you can love again. You are not alone and friendless. Love is always available to you. It's just waiting for you to receive it. So when you stop expecting your love life to look a certain way, when you stop expecting your current partner to be or act a certain way, or when you stop comparing, when you forgive and you ask the Holy Spirit to make your relationship a holy relationship, because we have to ask. If we don't ask the Holy Spirit to transform our relationships, the Holy Spirit backs up. The Holy Spirit, the right part of our mind, waits and waits for our request and our choosing. Love is always there for us, but we are the ones who have to choose it. We have free choice. We can do anything we want with our illusions. We can make up any movie we choose. We can dream any dream we want. We can keep dreaming of despair and hopelessness and separation if we want to. And sadly, that's what most of us are choosing. It's what I chose for 20 years. And I look back and say, wow, that was pretty dumb. I could have had this love all along, but I kept choosing my depression instead. My friend made a comment on how we would rather watch movies about lost love, and at the end of the movie, the twin flames see each other again, and so there's that promise that they'll get back together again. We would rather watch movies and wistfully think about the loves that we've let go than to actually receive the love that's right in our face. We would rather hope and pray and think about the future day in which we will find love than receive it today, because it is here for you today. And even if there is no partner in your life, you are your own partner. Start loving yourself the way you would love a person in your life, a romantic partner. And that was another shift that happened that brought me to my true identity. It wasn't enough to forgive my twin flame, and it wasn't enough to forgive my soulmate. I had to forgive myself. So you have to cover all the different bases. And forgiveness, again, you will have no dearth of opportunities to forgive. They're all over the place. The biggest person you have to forgive is your own self. One, for thinking that you could enter a body and be separate from your creator, separate from love, separate from your higher self. And once you forgive that main mistake, that mistaken identity, that you chose to identify yourself with a body instead of all the grandeur that you are, when you really forgive that, there's nothing else to forgive. Because you know who you are at that point, and you know that you lack nothing. So whether or not you have another person in your life, you have love right before you. It's within you. And truly, I used to think that loving yourself would be really boring. I used to think that there was absolutely no way I could live without a man in my life. And now I see that that's not true. But it's all platitudes until you apply it yourself. And then when you apply it, It's amazing. There are really no words to describe what happens to your life when you forgive and you start waking up and seeing that you're the dreamer of the dream. Words just sound empty. It's like all of these self-help books that say the same thing. Oh, yeah, love yourself, forgive, look at your own issues, don't look at the other person's issues. And for me, even though I taught those and dealt with those when I worked as a psychotherapist with my clients, and I've applied them to my own life all the time, in one sense, they always sounded like a lot of blah, blah, blah to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Work on yourself. It's always your own issue. But then what happens is when you really do take that in, take it to heart, something goes on deep inside of you that is way more meaningful than those surface words. You start having this love affair with the divine, with God. You start seeing the world lit with love. The ordinary things that you see in your everyday life, for example, you might see a painting on your wall that is there every single day, and you look at that painting and you go, wow, that belongs in a museum. Or you look at your loved one, and you know how when you fall in love, your loved one is just gorgeous, and everything he or she does is so cute. Well, that's what happens every day. When you're in this place of true love, you just absolutely adore your partner, even when your partner's acting like a jerk. Or your pets, and you see how cute they are, but it goes to a deeper level. Or the plants, or the trees. Everything becomes this love affair, and it's from forgiveness. It's from forgiving every single thought of separation, every single thing that makes you angry, every single thing that irritates you, every single thing that makes you feel guilty. When you forgive, forgiveness gives you back the universe. As mentioned before, one moment together with your brother, joined in true forgiveness, restores the universe to both of you. I had this experience a couple weeks ago when I ended up forgiving another major piece of the twin flame thing in my life, where I had not forgiven my partner for what I felt he didn't do his part. I felt like he hadn't lived up to our contract in this lifetime, and I was just so angry. And I kept trying to forgive that. So I would have moments of forgiveness, but they never lasted because I would always take my anger back. And something happened where I had this experience of forgiveness a couple weeks ago where it just made me want to bow down at his feet in gratitude. A Course in Miracles says, "You will not realize how lovely those you have forgiven will look to you. And never in all your viewing of the world have you seen anything so beautiful." And at the same time that I forgave my twin flame, I forgave my former husband. And I actually wanted to bow down at my former husband's feet. I was in such appreciation. And you've got to know, with that with my former husband, that is a miracle. Because I have just had disdain for my former husband for years. That jerk, which is a mild term for what I've used to label him all these years. And I wanted to bow down at his feet. Wow. That feels really, really good. It feels so much better than hating the other person or even being self-righteous and superior. So I would say, well, I'm not that bad. I don't hate anymore. But I was holding on to that attack through superiority and self-righteousness, which, of course, the miracle says is the same thing. You hate somebody or you murder them or you're self-righteous. It's all the same thing. And we like to think that we are so superior if we're just smug and we hold our anger inside and we don't out and out attack. But A Course in Miracles says it's truth or illusion. No compromise. It's one or the other. So you either hate someone and murder them, or you love them and you see the Christ in them and you have true forgiveness, where you realize they never did anything to you. Because you're not the dream figure you think you are. You are not this body walking around on this earth who can possibly be attacked. And that other person is not their body either. You're both the one Christ self. And when you join with that Christ self, when you join with that higher self, the divinity in both of you, bodies disappear. There's a line in The Course in Miracles that says, in the holy instant, bodies disappear. The holy instant being when we see the truth, when we see that we've made up this entire dream. It is an amazing process. You have to do it yourself, though. I can only share with you the vision that I have received from doing it myself. You have to take the steps yourself. And one of the best ways of doing that is to do the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles. A fascinating thing about the workbook lessons is you don't even have to believe them. You don't have to believe them. You don't have to like them. They don't have to make any sense to you. In fact, you'll read them and go, I have no clue what this is saying, and it sounds completely insane and backwards and crazy. You just do them anyway. And when you keep doing them, what you're doing is you're giving the signal to the Holy Spirit, which is your own higher mind. You're giving the signal to say, take over. Take over my hatred. Take over my lost loves. Take over my sense of separation and depression and being bereft because I've lost my soulmate or my twin flame or whatever else is going on in your life. Take over and help me to see this in truth. And you start changing. You just do. Every single Course in Miracles student who has stuck with it reports the same thing. And they all report the same type of thing of, I can't even tell you what this is in words. Words don't do it justice. They simply don't do it justice. If you've ever had a child, if you're a mother and you've born a child, or if you're a father and you were in the delivery room, words don't do that experience justice, do they? It's just beyond words. That sense of that miracle of this baby being born is beyond words. And the same thing happens when you have a soulmate or a twin flame, when you meet them and you go, oh my gosh, the depth of this connection is beyond words. And then if you lose them, oh man, the despair, that is also, it's like, whoa, this is too much for me, this is too much for me. But when you are restored to that person, even if they never come back into your life physically, and I know a lot of the movies show the reunions happening. It's like the separation from your twin flame, the separation from your lover is part of the archetype, that universal pattern of the lost love that after you go through your soul searching, that lost love comes back to you. And I think that's why I always felt like I'm supposed to be back with my twin flame. How come he's not coming back? How come he's not coming back? I don't understand this. And I kept being angry at him for not coming back. And now I see that it was I had to come back to myself. And I had to come back to him by forgiving him. And then when I forgave him, we were back. We were back. We are back in our souls. We can't be lost. Please feel free to go on my website to www.lauriecoburn.com. That's Lori with two R's, LauriCoburn.com, and ask me any questions about soulmates or twin flames or A Course in Miracles. I appreciate this opportunity to share with you. A Course in Miracles says we are only talking to ourselves because there is only one of us. And I wish you all blessings on your journey of forgiveness, on your soulmate journey. Whether or not you're with that person in body or not, you are with that person. Know that. It's the truth. God bless and good night.